This news update is being brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Deckerville and Bad Axe, and by Agra Valley Services Broadband Internet and the AVS Tech team, serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sinilac counties. By Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your auto value parts store here in Bad Axe, for car and truck, farm, lawn and garden, and RV parts. Get the help you need from Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I am Dina Bruderek. The Huron County Road Commission has announced upcoming bridge maintenance work set to begin next Monday over the Pigeon River in Windsor Township on Haste and Nodder Roads. The primary focus of the project involves concrete patch repairs to the piers with the goal of extending the operational lifespan of the existing bridges. Beginning on May 20th, Haste Road will be closed between Nodder and Gagetown Roads over the Pigeon River. Following the completion of this phase, bridge work will shift to Nodder Road between Geiger Road and Broderick Road over the Pigeon River, with work expected to conclude by July 2nd. Designated detours will be in place. Motorists are urged to adhere to posted detour routes. For additional information, kindly reach out to the Huron County Road Commission. And a fire erupted Monday evening at Harbor House in Harbor Beach, leading to immediate evacuation procedures for nearby residents. Harbor Beach Fire Chief Jason Lermont's official report provides insight into the recent fire incident at 622 Harbor House Court. Firefighters responded promptly, dispatched at 5:22 p.m. on Monday. Upon arrival, they encountered heavy black smoke emanating from an upstairs apartment. Quick action contained the fire to the room and its contents. Ventilation efforts, including firefighters cutting a hole in the roof, ensured the safety of neighboring apartments. Assistance was provided by the Segal Township Fire Department, offering the full support to Harbor Beach firefighters. The Bad Axe Fire Department contributed their air trailer, and the aerial ladder trailer from Bad Axe was also placed on standby as a precautionary measure. The Harbor Beach Police Department, Huron County Sheriff's Department, and East Huron Ambulance were all present on the scene to assist. The scene was cleared by 6:30 p.m., marking the successful containment and resolution of the incident. And Michigan State Police troopers responded to a two-vehicle crash at the temporary four-way stop at the intersection of M-142 and M-19 around 8:48 a.m. on Monday, May 13th. According to reports from the MSP Carroll Post, a 69-year-old female from Ubley and a 76-year-old from Decker were involved in the collision. Both vehicles attempted to cross the intersection simultaneously, resulting in the crash. Assistance from the Bad Axe Fire Department and Huron County Sheriff's Department was crucial in managing the situation. This incident underscores the importance of adhering to traffic rules, particularly at intersections. It's vital to remember that vehicles that arrives and stops first at an intersection typically has the right-of-way. When multiple vehicles approach the intersection simultaneously, the vehicle on the left should yield to the intersection, typically to the one that's on its right, reducing the risk of collisions and ensuring smooth traffic flow. As a reminder, a temporary four-way stop is in place at that intersection of M-142 and M-19 as downtown Bad Axe operates as a one-way street due to the ongoing $5.2 million project to revitalize M-142 in downtown Bad Axe. Those detour routes direct westbound traffic into Bad Axe via Carpenter Road, which is M-19, and Learman Road to M-53. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Hey guys, I got Rick and Annette from Huron Auto Parts with me today, and what sets them apart from the competition?
People come in all the time telling me they've been everywhere and can't find the part they need. 99 times out of 100, I have the part on the shelf, or can get it the next day and even deliver it.
That's right, we've been finding parts for more than just cars and trucks for decades now. If it has an engine, we have the parts for it. From old tractors, lawnmowers, and generators to quads, snowmobiles, and any other toys you might have. Huron Auto Parts is so much more than just a parts store.
For 62 years, we've been serving Huron County and beyond.
And all together now.
Service is the difference. We get it.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Harbor Beach resident Joseph Thomas Nichols Jr., an 18-year-old, faces charges in Huron County for allegedly possessing and distributing child sexually abusive material. The investigation initiated by the Bad Axe Police Department following a complaint against Nichols yielded evidence on February 26th, leading to formal charges. Nichols was arraigned in the 73B District Court on May 13th, accused of felony possession of child sexually abusive material, carrying a potential four-year sentence, and distribution, which could result in a two-year sentence. Nichols' activities are closely monitored, with pretrial services restricting his internet access to school-related tasks on electronic devices, supervised online interactions, and stringent monitoring of educational devices aimed to prevent contact with minors. And an evidentiary hearing is scheduled for today, Wednesday, for Michael S. LaBarge, a 38-year-old of Kingston, regarding an ORV crash on Lee Hill Road in Cairo that happened on April 27th. LaBarge is charged with allegedly operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing serious injury to a 29-year-old woman who was a passenger on the ORV. He is also charged with reckless driving, causing serious impairment of a body function due to the crash. LaBarge's female passenger was transported by ambulance for her injuries to the hospital. He only received minor injuries from the crash. LaBarge was able to post a $40,000 bond to get out of Tuscola County Jail. And a lawsuit claims 14 teenagers in Michigan were sexually abused by staff while living in a state-licensed detention and rehabilitation center. The lawsuit accuses Wolverine Human Services of gross negligence. It describes staff preying on 13 boys and a girl in their rooms and showers and elsewhere at Wolverine Secure Treatment Center. The center near Saginaw closed in 2021 after a series of state inspections. There was no immediate comment to the Associated Press on the lawsuit from Wolverine Human Services. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agra Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agra Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agra Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agravalleyservices.com.
Join the AVS Tech Team Tuesday, May 21st at 1:30 p.m. at Cass City's Rawson Library for a free Cybersecurity Essentials course.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news about that AVS Tech Team free digital literacy event. That's going to be held on May 21st at 1:30 p.m., led by Joe Lonsbury. The first event focuses on cybersecurity essentials at the Rawson Memorial Library in Cass City. Again, that is on May 21st at 1:30 p.m. Lonsbury emphasizes proactive cybersecurity amidst rising threats. The session includes a comprehensive presentation on common threats, preventative measures, and response strategies. Certified technician Blake Palmer joins for the hour-long session with future events, including a computer basics course on June 6th at the Pigeon District Library and a repeat cybersecurity session at the Sandusky Public Library on June 19th. You can view more about that on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And county by county, the efforts to make motorists aware they share the road with motorcycles continues. May is Motorcycle Awareness Month. As such, Jeremy Bouverette of the Abate the American Bikers Aiming Towards Education has been going county to county seeking commissioner support on Motorcycle Awareness Month and to promote the Look Twice, Save a Life effort. Huron County Commissioners were the first in the thumb to go on record supporting the effort, and Tuscola County Commissioners were second. Sandlot Commissioners were next to join that effort. As soon as the weather gets warm, motorcyclists are out and about with their machines, which are much smaller than four-wheel vehicles, which makes them easy to overlook. Motorcycle Awareness Month is a reminder that most four-wheel vehicles versus motorcycle crashes could be avoided with respect and awareness of motorcycles on streets and intersections. And as always, look twice, save a life. And a recent solar storm caused widespread disruption to GPS and precision farming equipment, affecting farmers across the nation. Kevin Kennedy, a Nebraska farmer, lamented how all his tractors came to a standstill due to the solar storm. While Dennis Wolf of South Dakota recounted the frustration of witnessing his equipment malfunction, with the tractor seemingly going in circles and the auto steer failing to function. John Deere dealerships warned farmers of compromised systems, raising concerns about harvest complications. Indiana farmer Ryan Rippey faced GPS failures while planting soybeans, highlighting the frustration of technical setbacks. In light of these challenges, local farmers are urged to share their experiences and insights. If you are a farmer in the Thumb area facing similar issues or have innovative solutions to share, we want to hear from you. Email us at info@thumbnet.net to contribute to our local farming community's knowledge and resilience. KFLD highlighted concerns about potential harvest issues, citing GPS and digital failures. These could lead to crops being planted unevenly or incorrect depths. Despite challenges, farmers persevere, adapting to overcome disruptions in the midst of planting season. And we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
This is Chris from Stone Insurance Agency, your auto owner's insurance agency with offices in Bad Axe and Deckerville. If you need life or business insurance, or insurance on your home, auto, farm, boat, RV, motorcycle, or snowmobile, contact us. We are your best choice for great auto owner's coverage, competitive pricing, and local hometown service. We are here in Bad Axe and Deckerville, ready to work for you. Protect what matters most in your life. Give us a call in Bad Axe or Deckerville at 1-800-530-9105. Auto Owners and Stone Insurance, the best choice for protection for the unexpected.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Officials say Mexican citizens were among those going to Florida at a watermelon farm when the bus they were traveling in was hit and crashed, killing eight people. Alicia Barcena, the Mexican Foreign Relations Secretary, said via the social media platform X on Tuesday that a tragic automotive accident happened in Florida with Mexican agricultural workers involved. She didn't say how many of the more than four dozen people on board the bus were from Mexico. The Florida Highway Patrol on Tuesday arrested Brian McLean Howard, the driver of a pickup truck that crashed into the farm worker bus, on charges of driving under the influence, manslaughter. It wasn't known if Howard has an attorney. And some social media users are calling out celebrities for what they say is inaction in the face of a humanitarian crisis in Gaza, and they've taken to a blockout to pressure the stars to take a stand. For the blockout, users put a block on seeing any and all content from the accounts of certain celebrities on social media platforms, including X, TikTok, Instagram, and other Meta platforms. Some have posted about the celebrities they've blocked. Others have shared posts from users lambasting attendees of high glamour events like the Met Gala and contrasting it with the situation in Gaza. blackout participants say it's a protest because the celebrities even either haven't spoken up or haven't said enough about Israel's actions in Gaza during its war with Hamas. I would have to say that is probably the video that went viral of Let Them Eat Cake. And a bipartisan group of four senators led by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is recommending that Congress spend at least $32 billion over the next 3 years to develop artificial intelligence and also put safeguards around it. The group wrote in a new report released Wednesday that the U.S. needs to harness the opportunities and address the risks of the quickly developing technology. The group says they sometimes disagreed on the best paths forward, but that they eventually found consensus on policy recommendations, including in the 33-page report, because they felt that the stakes were so high. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news, anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Stone Insurance, your independent insurance agency, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Duckerville and Bad Axe. And by Agri Valley Services, Broadband Internet, and the AVS Tech team, serving Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties. By Huron Auto Parts in downtown Bad Axe, your Auto Value parts store in Bad Axe. For car and truck, farm, lawn and garden, and RV parts, get the help you need from Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. And we do have two local obituaries to report. Michael Scott Apley, age 49, of Essexville, passed away on Friday, May 10th. A funeral service will be held on Thursday, May 16th at 11 a.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home in Bad Axe. Burial will be in Verona Cemetery. Visitation will be held on Wednesday, May 15th from 4 until 8 p.m. and Thursday, May 16th from 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 at the funeral home. To offer your condolences to Michael Apley's friends and family, please go to coffinfuneralhome.com. And Maurice Oscar Hag, age 79, of Gagetown, passed away Sunday, May 12th at McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. Per Maurice's wishes, cremation has taken place. Arrangements are being handled by Yingle Mellendorf Funeral Home in Sebring. Share a memory with Maurice Hag's family at jmfuneralhome.com. And you can view these and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.